opportunity, but it's okay.
Well, for me, here's what I would want to ask. In the space where you were in the laughter with the person, what did that feel like? Joyous.
Big connection, and yeah. It was at ease, and it was wonderful.
That experience for me is healing. Mm-hmm. It's healing.
Oh, I'm happy to hear that.
I hear it as a spontaneous emergence of life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Enjoyment.
Yeah.
And so I'd say enjoy. There's no rules about this. Now, I think sometimes it's important to realize, not so much rules or about right and wrong and my sympathy or empathy, but trusting in the life force, trusting in feeling. And also remember that there are certain things that I know that are supported and certain things that aren't supported. And does that make sense?
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
But that spontaneous thing is very healing, to be in laughter, to be in joy. In some maybe unknown way, I don't know how that heals my original situation, but it's healing and nurturing to be in that energy.
And it was connecting.
And of course, yes, and it's very connecting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's right. What can be more wonderful and healing than that, I guess?
And we tried really hard not to laugh.
Yes.
But it wasn't possible.
Well, I'm glad it wasn't possible. Yeah.
Robert, my guess in that scenario is that you would have found out very quickly if that wasn't okay for the person, right?
Well, for the person, of
for
course.
The person,
I think then that person would be able to hopefully register or feel, this isn't quite supportive. But that wasn't the case over here, I think.
No.
It's just everybody is kind of infectious. Just, the life is infectious. It takes a life of its own, but it just enjoys it. Did you have something?
Yeah, something else. I was not really being precise about my core belief, but there was definitely a shift happening. And then afterwards, just now sitting down, I was, what was my core belief here? Because I'm sure there was something.
Yeah.
It was something like, I can't get the contact I want, or something.
Yeah.
And I realized that this is so much bigger and different from imagining that I make a sentence saying I can get the contact I want.
Yes.
It's totally not,
yeah.
It's not like holding all this work and all this fullness. So I'm just puzzled about that. Maybe you have something to say.
I'm not. See if I understand I want to understand what you're saying in the question. The core belief is I can't get the contact I want.
Mm-hmm.
So you have some. That's a reality for you to some degree.
In some moments, yes.
In some moments, that's triggered. But then the sentence "I can get the connection I want." Where does that come in? I want to understand why does that even enter into your mind. Is that a solution, like an affirmation?
Yeah, maybe it enters into my mind as something that someone could suggest as a a solution.
Yeah.
Or just think
to say, "Oh, your core belief is wrong. You know, you can get the contact."
Yes,
want.
Just turn it around.
Yeah, just turn
this
it around.
This is so different. So just,
it's a different process. I don't think it's a helpful process because I don't think. I mean, that's one of the techniques of affirming, making affirmations. I don't think it really goes to the very core of what is sourcing the belief in the first place. Because the belief goes into something very basic, very core.
Mm.
Belief is something that you experience in your body. Your whole being is identified with this belief when it's there, when you're in it. When you're in this belief, the nature of this belief is that it captures you.
Mm.
It is the actual, it becomes the reality that I can't get the contact I want. That's why it's so restrictive, because you don't experience it as a belief, you experience it as reality.
Mm.
Isn't that true?
Yeah.
And so, if that is my experience, then this approach is inviting you to enter into this experienced reality in a way where you sense, what are the deeper threads there? Because you're not aware of the deeper threads.
That's right.
The deeper threads are what's, perhaps that energetic pattern that sourced this belief in the first place. Because of some hurt, some pain that you experienced, that a part of you then concluded, I can't get the connection that I want. What's behind that conclusion is an experience. And it's only until this experience is revealed to the light of consciousness that healing can take place.
I think what I'm doing is just wonder and awe about this process, how it can change the inside experience so profoundly.
Yeah.
Much more than just the words, just really the total experience, bodily, intellectually, spiritually, whatever.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because of the laughing scene, when we had the session in the middle of the process, where I had the issue, and Dale was the facilitator, and in the middle of the process, while I was feeling this, he said something really funny, but it didn't go at all with the process.
Yeah.
And I was immediately out, but it was very funny. But I felt in the same moment that if he would have just continued there, I would have immediately would have fallen back into this emotion.
If what had continued?
Like, if he said, okay, that was laughing, then we go back in the emotion.
Reshift, refocus into.
I felt how I was astonished about how easily this would be possible.
Yes.
Though before I felt sadness, I felt it was really something intense. Then a really good joke with my understanding.
It pulled you out.
Completely out, funny. Yeah. But I would have been prepared to go back there.
There's something what I'm hearing you saying is that I would have been prepared. I'm guessing you didn't do it, but you
No, we didn't.
Yeah, but there's something in you that sensed that there was an opening.
Yeah.
There was a feeling, a confidence that this is available to me if I choose to do it.
And I was very amazed about that these were like laughing about something and sadness and how close they can exist together.
Yeah.
So like children, they cry and then next second they laugh.
Yeah.
And it was so funny.
It's so the change, the ability to be openly enjoying one sort of feeling, emotion, that the openness is there, and then quickly shift into another one, then another.
Yeah. Amazing.
Beautiful. I mean, I think that's when we can free our minds from attaching to feeling. Feelings just spontaneously express and move and feel. Feel deeply sad, I'm shaken. If I just let myself feel it, then it moves. Next moment, I'll be laughing. I think it's only the conditioned mind that puts a trap on our feeling flow. That's a beautiful example of that. Yeah.
Robert? Yeah. It encouraged me to speak up while you're saying this, because I also do have feelings now as I hear this with the laughing, for instance. When I hear you saying, Connie, this questioning if it's okay to laugh and others join laughing, it also made me very sad in a way and nearly angry that there's in insurance, is it okay to be spontaneous? Is it okay to laugh? And as I so long for expressing myself spontaneously, and also what supports is very supportive to me if I see that in others, and as I now experience that you're that insecure that you ask. What I put in my words, Robert, for permission, that makes me even more insecure if this is the space I can be spontaneous and Yeah, I just wanted to share this because actually I bet we share the, or I guess we share the longing for being spontaneous, just to express our feelings and being in a safe place with this. And so I find it, the evaluation about this is so tragic that we have to ask for permission to love.
I would like to react, is it okay?
I bet.
are you company?
Yeah.
So I'm really touched that you say this. And I didn't feel like asking for permission.
Yeah.
It was more like, I hope it is okay, I don't want to hear you're okay too. Because it was such a lively situation. And I think if we had not laughed, that would not have been okay.
Yeah.
And it was not a question for permission. It was more like, I wanted to open it, I wanted to share my joy about it, and it was big relief for me to hear that Robert said, yes, when it is there, it is there. It belongs to you, it belongs to the process.
Yeah.
And it's not a question for permission.
Yeah, this was just my things going on.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So
yeah.
I would be sad if you feel like under control, so you may do this and you might not do this, please.
But what I'm also hearing in what you're saying, Heidi, is the desire to be free from my own inner constraints, to give myself the freedom, myself the permission to trust in my spontaneity, to trust in that, because that's what I want.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing you say, I don't want to ask for some external authority for, is this okay? I want to claim my own authority, say, and trust in that. That's what I'm hearing a lot of what you're saying.
Yeah. And also, there's also longing that I not need to... I realize that I check a lot, what would the other think, and sure, we know each other now for a couple of days, so I'm not surprised that I ask myself these questions. Still, I'm already looking forward where this maybe reduces a bit, and I just can go a bit more with what comes up.
Yeah.
Mm. Great. Yeah. In the process, when I was a client, is that correct? When I was client, I experienced my feelings with a little bit of disconnection. So I went into it having a glimpse of my body. At one point I told to my guide, there's a little bit of disconnection. And I had received this invitation to be with the disconnection. And it was so surprising. To be with the disconnection. It was like allowing myself to be in a place where there's the I don't know. And this completely changed the experience for the rest of the time we spent together. And I am very grateful for that, for having lived that, because I've seen a very subtil belief inside of me that I have to know. I have to have the answer. Something like this. Mm-hmm. And so whenever there is this moment of disconnection inside, something is being in an urge to get an answer.
Yes.
And I appreciate it so much to stay in this place of I don't know, and it's so much gladness coming inside.
Yeah.
So I want to celebrate.
Beautiful.
It.
I like that.
It's so good.
Yeah. Mm. I really enjoy that. It's such a clear expression of, for me, the experience of the space that compassion creates. You know, because the other, I think you said, the tendency to get an answer, and it might be that if I'm feeling disconnected, I might want connection. I'm disconnected, I want connection. So the feeling of disconnection becomes intolerable, you know, or I don't want it, which is the opposite, I think, of what it serves. So what serves is that everything is allowed, everything. Anger, joy, disconnection, numbness, confusion, overwhelm. And then the part that I loved when you just shared is when you could let yourself be with this, then there's something where you encountered, which is the unknown. Isn't that what you said?
Yeah, exactly.
The space of not knowing.
Yeah, and this brought me directly to school experience.
Yeah.
And I'm in front of other students.
Yes.
And the teacher asked me, like, okay, tell me 3 times 3, 3 times 4, 3 times 5. And I don't know, and there's this danger inside. So I was very glad as well to identify a moment in my life where I told myself, now I don't want me to find me in that situation again, so now I have to know. And yeah, this was very enlightening experience.
Wonderful.